And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Last Friday was the 65th anniversary of the Supreme Court's landmark ruling in Brown versus Board of Education, the decision that struck down legal school segregation in the United States. Most of us are familiar with the foot-dragging and obstructionism with which that ruling has been met down through the decades, but few are aware of the hard fact that many on the political right are, quite literally, still doing their worst to reverse the ruling. As advocates for fair courts in Washington have been pointing out with disturbing regularity of late, nearly 30 of President Trump's nominees to serve lifetime appointments on the federal bench and other high offices, including the Deputy Attorney General in charge of the Civil Rights Division, have refused to affirm that Brown is and should remain the law of the land. 14 years ago, both Chief Justice John Roberts and Associate Justice Samuel Alito, conservative George W. Bush appointees, specifically endorsed the Brown ruling as the law of the land during their confirmation hearings. That Trump's people are now refusing to do likewise is a frightening signal and utterly unacceptable. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.